I think we've had a really good week of practice. I believe our team's excited about this opportunity to go play a very good football team. We didn't get the bubble quite down to 30 degrees, but I think our guys are looking forward, and should be a good football game.
Joe, as a group, how impressed have you been with the play of your cornerbacks, and how improved do you think Jimmy Wilson and Nolan Carroll are over last year?
Yeah, I think they're doing a better job. I like the group. I like the way they prepare. We use a variety of coverages and schemes back there, and play from different alignments, pressed and off, and inside and outside, and those type of things. And I think they've done a good job. I think they've been very sound from a assignment standpoint. We haven't seen, knock on wood, a lot of blown coverages where guys are just wide open. Obviously, people complete passes in the National Football League, but I think overall, those two players specifically and our group overall have done a good job.
Joe, you guys have only allowed a wide receiver one touchdown pass this season. What does that tell you about how you played wide receiver?
Yeah. Well, I think overall one of the things we look at is the quarterback rating against our defense, and I think it's in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken, which is pretty good when you examine it across league-wide. And, it just speaks to, these guys have done a good job executing. As I just said to Barry, I think Kevin and his staff do a great job of changing up the looks and what we're going to, zone or man and combination coverages and pressures, and hopefully that all helps and the pass rush has helped. And but I think it's a testament to those guys.
Make a remark about, I guess, maybe not even allowing a fluke on a big play or red zone defense.
Yeah. We talk a lot about, let's not let people, staying on top of routes. I know it's a simple concept in football, but again, in the National Football League, you'll see a lot of times where that principle gets violated. And, one of the things we've always talked about is, being sound and executing the coverage call and your technique, to the best of your ability every snap. And, I think our guys have overall done a good job. As I said, they're certainly going to be passes completed in a ball game. We know that, but I think we've done a good job.
At some point in the next few weeks, Ryan's going to get to 4,000 yards passing. Obviously, what's most important is winning. But mm-hmm. just from a pure number standpoint, is that still a meaningful number in this league, do you think, to get to 4,000 as a quarterback?
Yeah, I guess, Barry. I haven't thought a lot about it, but you want to have production running the ball and throwing the ball. And, for the number of snaps that we've passes that we've attempted, that would be something that, if that trend continues, that we should reach, and that'd be great.
Joe, looking at your running game, what did you like out of Mike Gillisley last week, his first action?
I like his play speed in both phases. We got him in on special teams a little bit. We got him in, I think he had 6 carries, if I'm not mistaken. So I like the way he just kind of got in the game and played fast. It wasn't perfect, but I thought he ran the ball hard. I thought he played hard on special teams. So, you were looking for a guy that the first time, especially when it's, you've been practicing for a long time but not getting a lot of game activity, you're a little bit nervous. And I thought he kind of jumped in and competed with the rest of the guys. I think that open end creates some, again, I'm not a meteorologist, but, I think that open end and the wind and, I think it can, play some tricks. But, a lot of stadiums are like that, James. I know the game against Carolina a couple weeks ago, we were trying to have a hard, it seemed like the wind changed every 5 minutes. We thought we'd have an advantage, and all, next thing you knew, we were feeling the wind coming a different way. So, each stadium's unique. We got to get down there and get our kickers loose before the game. And they're going to have to deal with the elements just like the Pittsburgh kickers will. Overall, I think it does. Every field, I think it has something to do with offense, defense, and kicking game. So if you have a slippery field, it affects all three phases. If the field's in great condition, and it should be the same really throughout, in my mind. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we practiced on grass today, and we've done some wet ball stuff in case it's wet, and we've done that periodically throughout the course of the season, and we did some of that again this week, and we got the bubble down as cold as we could. But I think once the game starts, it's football, and some of that stuff. I think some of that stuff's overrated. I mean, I've been at places where, you know, one particular, whether it be hot or cold, was supposed to be a huge advantage, and we didn't play particularly well, and the other team played better, and they won the game. So I think it's going to come down to execution and blocking and tackling. I think once the game starts, that stuff will kind of go away.
How do you think Bryant has played at left tackle? How much has he helped since the acquisition, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, he's come in, and that's not an easy situation to learn a whole new system and a whole new scheme. I mean, football's football. It's not the most complicated game in the world, but you still have to – there's a language barrier sometimes, and our schemes may not be exactly the same as the place that he previously played at. So I thought he's acclimated himself well in the locker room, on the field. I think he's given good effort. And so, you know, we're pleased with what he's contributed so far.